This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Would you want to be one of them? And make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you among those selected people, very special people of the Qur'an, as we call them, Ahlul Qur'ani wa Khassatu, as the Prophet has mentioned, the special group of people that Allah subhanahu has chosen for the preservation of the Qur'an and the maintenance of the book of Allah azza wa jalla. May Allah make us some of them, ya Rabbil Alameen. So what do I do with the Qur'an? Here a few things I recommend. Number one, memorize the Qur'an. Meant from cover to cover. And I know as I'm saying this right now here on the khutbah, I'm looking at some people's faces just like, what are you talking about? Maybe you talk about the guy behind me or in front of you, next to me. Why not you? Why not you? The other day, a father came to me, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu bless him, bless all our parents, Rabbil Alameen. He says, my child is about to become, mashallah, 4 years old and 5 years old. And they want their child to become hafid. He says, what is the best way to do to start work on making my child hafid? I said, are you hafid yourself? He goes, no, but I said, well, start with yourself. So, but it's going to take a while for me. I said, exactly. By the time your child, at the age where they recognize, they see the culture of the Quran were established at home. You and your wife, and they have siblings, you've established the culture of the recitation of the Quran already. They see you busy with it. Because no matter how much you try, if your child doesn't see that you yourself engage with the Quran, why do I have to put effort in this? No matter how much you try to convince your child that the Quran is important, you have to learn how to read it, you have to memorize it, but they never seen dad or mom hold the Mus'haf, or read the Qur'an, or listen to the chantings of the Qur'an at home. If they listen, don't see that, why would your child want to even be engaged in this thing? You don't value it as much. So if you would like to have that, then start from today. And wallahi, there is no early time or late, too late for me when it comes to the memorization of the Qur'an. So try to put your effort to memorize the Qur'an in your lifetime. If you couldn't, then at least as much as you can. As much as you can. You know, interesting thing I heard from one of the subhanAllah speakers talking about how COVID exposed all adults when it comes to how much they know of the Quran. Because when parents start leading their family at home, their kids start saying to the parents, like, that's the only surah you know? You repeat the same thing for the past 2 years. So the least of it is you could really have some Quran when you lead community, when you lead your family, when you lead, you know, subhanAllah, at least you have enough of the Quran. When it comes to memorization of the Quran, I want just at least make a commitment. Commitment. Every single year, I have a new addition to my hifz of the Quran. Every single year. Whether it's a page, a surah, a juz, whatever that is, make commitment that every single year I have memorized something new from the Quran. Don't let the next Ramadan come with the exact same amount of Quran that you've been reciting or reading or memorized for the past few years. Every single year, have something additional, inshallah ta'ala, and I hope by that commitment, by the next Ramadan, you will surprise yourself. You will surprise yourself no matter what, how old you are, how much you can really retain from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to the Quran, we've learned that from Hadith al-Nabi in the dua, in the witr, we keep saying, Allahum alimna minhu ma jahilna. وَذَكِّرْنَا مِنْهُ مَا نُسِّينَا. We ask Allah subhanahu, Ya Allah, we say, Ya Allah, عَلِّمْنَا مِنْهُ مَا جَهِلْنَا. Help us learn what we don't know of it. What we have missed, Ya Allah, help us learn that. وَذَكِّرْنَا مِنْهُ مَا نُسِّينَا. And what we forgot, Ya Allah, we ask you to help us remember that, retain that back again. So make an effort that next Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, I have added more to what I've memorized already. So inshallah ta'ala, start from today, bi'nillahi azza wa jalla. Number two, when it comes to how to deal with the Quran, maybe you say, look, I don't think I can do this every single day in terms of memorization. Maybe I could do once a week, once a month, put some effort in memorizing an ayah or a surah. May Allah bless you. But then number two is to have at least every single day tilawah of the Quran. Reading. Just reading. How much? It doesn't matter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put barakah in the recitation of the Quran in the letters. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith, when it comes to the reward for reciting the Quran, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. I don't say that, you know, ألف لام ميم is one letter. No, ألف is a letter, لام is a letter, ميم is a letter. And for every letter, you're going to get 10 حسنات. 10 حسنات. That's enough incentive. Wallahi, that's enough incentive because by the time you finish a page, تبارك الرحمن. How much reward you've gained in one page? In one juz, subhanAllah. Imagine doing that regularly. Every single day, read something from the Quran. And specifically for our young brothers and sisters, those who have a very busy life, whether in school or professional life, whatever that is, it is extremely important you have connection with the Quran. A survey came a few years back in regards to the Muslims who go to school and college and get busy with life and so on. What is the number one thing that held these people firm on the ground in terms of their iman and their faith? And they said the most common thing they say, one of the most common things they always had, actually two things they said. Number one, they had a secret ibadah, something private they do between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one knows about it. Whether they give in charity, give in da'wah, or wake up at night, or fast Mondays and Thursdays, something secretive between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they do for ibadah, act of worship. The second thing, which is the most common thing among all these young people, they said, was actually that they had a connection with the Quran on a daily basis. In different forms. Reviewing, listening, reading, in different forms, they always had a connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, make sure that you put the Quran as part of your life. Part of your life in terms of reciting it. Because even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the order to recite the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال, إنما أمرت أن أعبد رب هذه البلد الذي حرمها. He says, subhanahu wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, actually to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, إنما أمرت, I've been ordered, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying in here, أن أعبد رب هذه البلد, to worship the Lord of this town, which is Mecca. الذي حرمها, that he made sacred, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وله كل شيء, everything belongs to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين, I've been given the order and the command to submit myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وأن أتلو القرآن, and I've been ordered to recite the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the order to recite the Quran, which means regularly. Then we need to do that on daily basis. No excuse. Alhamdulillah, right now you don't worry about holding the Mus'haf in your hand because you can have it in your pocket. Grab your phone out. You have many apps for the Quran. Use them. Use them. You can have a connection with the Quran every single day, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is the best time to recite the Quran? The ulama, they said there are different times. After Fajr, you know, whenever it's convenient for you. But no doubt, the best time to read the Quran is at night. At night, specifically before Fajr. This is the best time. If you would like to have that really profound connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the words of Allah azza wa jal, then dedicate some of those late night hours or minutes right before Fajr. Wake up half an hour before Fajr and dedicate that for the Quran. And see the change that will happen in your personal life. See it for yourself. We live an artificial lifestyle. Staying up after Isha for a long time, for 2-3 hours until past midnight, that's not natural, Jama. That's not natural, really. So therefore, everything is messed up for us. But imagine if you can really just sleep early and wake up before Fajr, so you can have an hour with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this profound connection with the book of Allah azza wa jal. And you might say, well, I'm not a good reciter. It doesn't matter at what level you are. In hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قال, الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَهُوَ مَاهِرٌ بِهِ مَعَ السَّفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَةِ. The one who recites the Quran professionally and so, mashallah, eloquently, مَعَ السَّفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَةِ, they will be raised in the ranks of the angels in that sense. قَالَ وَالَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ يَتَعْتَعُ فِيهِ وَهُوَ شَاقٌ عَلَيْهِ. And the one who recites and keeps stumbling and falling short from pronouncing it properly, says, قَالَ لَهُ أَجْرَان, have two rewards. One for every letter and one for trying. So there is no loss when it comes to reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying out bin Allah azza wa jal. The third thing, if I couldn't memorize, if I didn't have that much maybe access to the Quran regularly reading it, then don't miss the opportunity to listen to the Quran. Listen to the Quran. This is one of the ibadat that we're missing, honestly. Sometimes we use the Quran as a background in our, you know, multitasking works at home. We do that. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that from us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But the best form of listening to the Quran is when you sit down purposely just to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe I don't speak Arabic, I don't understand Arabic. Then while you're listening to it, if you know it, while you're listening to it, you can check the translation and see for yourself. You can see that on a video, whether Arabic and English or whatever language that comes out on the text. Do that and reflect. Listen. You see, the Prophet ﷺ one time came to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, faqal, iqra alayya al-Qur'an. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you want me to recite for you when it was revealed to you? Qal, inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri. I love to hear it from someone else. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud started reciting from Surah An-Nisa. And the Prophet ﷺ was listening. quietly. By the time he reached the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so how will it be? Will we bring a witness from every faith community and bring you, O Muhammad, as a witness on these people, against these people? Yours, your people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abdullah Mas'ud, حَسْبُكَ. Enough. So Abdullah, he said, I look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَدْرِفَانِ. He was crying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Crying. Crying from what? The reminder. When you just listen purposely, try to understand and make meaningful, you know, connection with the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will soften your heart. May Allah soften our hearts, ya Rabbi, for the Quran. But we need to make that effort to listen purposely for the Quran, not just put it as a background when we're busy doing other things. Number four, my dear brothers and sisters, to learn the meaning of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just listen, but learn the meaning of the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. This is a book we revealed to you. It's a blessed book. Mubarak. For what purpose? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِ. So that they might reflect on the verses of the ayat. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرُوا الْأَلْبَابِ. And those who have reason can reflect on it. So it's extremely important for us to really raise the level of our intellect when we read the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari rahimahullah, the Mufassir, he says, قال, إني لأعجب ممن يقرأ القرآن ولم يعلم تأويله كيف يلتذ بقراءته. He said, I'm surprised how people expect that they will enjoy the sweetness of the Quran just by reciting it without knowing the meaning of it. So I need to learn, whether you speak Arabic or not, you're going to have to learn the meaning of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who understand the Arabic, read tafsir. Those who don't, read translation. Get that connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, when it comes to the Quran, and by the way, when it comes to learning the Quran, the words of the Quran, I'm not asking right now to understand the, you know, the whole surah basically. If you can just remember the meaning of one word at a time, put a commitment. Every day, I want to learn a new word from the Quran. Or every few days, one new word from the Quran. By next Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, when you stand behind the imam for the taraweeh, you will surprise yourself how much you will enjoy what you're listening. Just make that commitment. One word from the Quran a day and write it down in your journal so you can connect with it, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, regular basis. Finally, to do and work upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not sufficient that we memorize, we recite, we listen, try to understand. What's the purpose of all of this? The purpose of all of this is what it was revealed for. To use it in your life, to become your life. That's the meaning of the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he spoke about the believers, he says, قَالْ فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. Those who believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَزَّرُوا. And they supported him. وَنَصَرُوا. And they gave him aid. وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورِ. And they followed that light that was given to him, that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those are who are truly successful. May Allah make us some of them, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. عباد الله, my dear brothers and sisters, even if you couldn't do any of these things, even if you are not able to accomplish any of these things, whether you cannot memorize the Quran, read the Quran, listen to the Quran, teach it, try to practice the Quran, the least you could do is you love the Quran and the people of the Quran. If you just can plant that love for the Quran in your heart and love the people of the Quran, I hope by the barakah of loving the Quran and the people of the Quran, you'll be associated with them on the Day of Judgment. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the hadith, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man came to him, qala ya Rasulullah, al-rajul, someone who was not so much so in work and good deeds, but loved the righteous ones. يُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَمَّا يَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِهِمْ. I love the righteous ones, the good people, but I can't do what they do. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, al-rajul ma'a man ahab. Everybody will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment with those whom they love. So if your love is for the Quran and the people of the Quran, I hope on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you in the ranks of the people of the Quran. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana, innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha mawlaha. 'Ibadallah, inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان الدين وأقم الصلاة. Religious.